Day 5, forecast your profit on the back of a napkin. All right, the principle today is to be able to forecast your profit, to be able to look ahead and at least have some idea of whether your idea, your side hustle idea, is going to be profitable, as well as some variables that may influence that. Like when you think about pricing, when you think about the number of customers, clients, sales, whatever the metric is, how can you get a bit of an understanding of where the money comes from? And if you could change something, how could you influence those numbers? So basically, you don't need a finance degree. You don't need a scientific calculator. You just need a napkin, a pen, and the power of observation. However, perhaps a bit of a step up from a napkin. For this day's lesson, there's a free spreadsheet in the resources section that you may want to follow along with. And that actually can make things a lot easier, allow you to change some stuff up, and make those projections quicker. Now, I noticed when I wrote the book that I got a lot of feedback about this concept, both from people who really liked it and also from people who were a little bit confused. In fact, there's a funny story about this, but before the book comes out, before any book comes out, the publisher prints what are called galleys, which are essentially like advanced copies of the book that go to media, and I get a number of them that I can send out to people. And there's usually a disclaimer in the front of the book that says, like, this is not the final version. There may be some typos, you know, some things that need to be fixed. Well, there were some typos and some errors, but the major thing was on this day, day 5, all of the math that I used in the examples was wrong. Or maybe not all of the math, but there were like some substantial errors. And not totally surprisingly, I did not notice that at all. Fortunately, a couple of people noticed it and wrote in about it. And the first person, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not that worried about it. But then, you know, when like 3 people wrote in, I think one of them was my dad, actually. He's like, Chris, I'm not sure that people are going to follow this too well, because am I just missing this, or did you actually make a mistake here? My dad actually has a math degree. He was an engineer, so I figured it was probably my mistake. Fortunately, we got that fixed. So assuming you read a copy of the book, that's, you know, the final version, everything is right there. And speaking of disclaimers, I think part of the reason why there was some confusion from folks is that this forecasting model doesn't work for every hustle. What it's good for is helping you think through different scenarios for client work or for teaching a class or a course or for selling some kinds of products. If you're focusing on reselling or affiliate marketing or perhaps some other models, it won't be as useful. That said, I think it's important to be able to do some basic projections no matter what kind of project you're working on. It's always good at the outset because you're going to have lots of ideas. How do you choose what to focus on? It's really good to be able to say, oh, this idea actually might make a lot of money. Or this is an interesting idea, but I don't think it's going to be super profitable. If money is what I'm looking for right now, maybe I want to choose a different idea. So the best thing you can do here is kind of play around with that spreadsheet or a napkin if you prefer. But here are a couple of principles to keep in mind. First of all, the revenue model must be clear from the beginning. I'll probably say this elsewhere throughout the course, but you know, just to be absolutely certain, you can't just come up with the revenue model for your idea later. It has to be really clear, like, how are you making money for this? How are people paying for it? How are you getting their money? What are they getting in return, et cetera? What is the revenue model? And then second, later we'll look at pricing, but also from the beginning, consider what your time is worth. This is the most simple model of pricing a service or thinking about how to develop a product. What is your time worth to you? And if you're not sure, if you're kind of new to this world and you're like, I don't know how to value my time, well, think about what you get paid for your day job. That's kind of the rule of thumb I start with. Like, break that down. If you're not an hourly employee, of course, just think about what the hourly wage is. Now, you don't want to get any less than that for your side hustle. And ideally, you want to get more. But whatever that number is, that's going to be your floor. And as part of that, if you're providing a service or teaching a course or anything else that will work well with this kind of model of projection, be sure you consider the indirect costs and the additional time you'll spend that's not necessarily billable. A lot of client work involves preparation. There's probably some follow-up. There may be some other stuff that isn't part of that hourly rate or whatever the rate is for the course, the consulting session, anything like that. So don't forget about that part as well. That's a common mistake of new service providers. They only think about direct client contact or the hours when they're like working only on that project, but they don't think about everything else that kind of surrounds it. So onto the projections, the secret to turning a profit for any business or venture boils down to one pretty basic precept. Now, this is a big secret, okay? So get ready. The secret is don't spend more money than you take in. I know your mind is blown. You're like, that's why I listen to Side Hustle School. That's why I'm part of the society, to get wisdom like that. Don't spend more money than you take in. Well, but in all seriousness, if you keep this principle in mind, the projected profit for just about any hustle can be calculated by saying, okay, what is the expected income minus the expected expenses? Okay, that's the projected profit. And in the accompanying worksheet, in addition to the spreadsheet, you'll find some examples that illustrate how to think through a project and how to get an idea of its profit potential. And basically what you'll want to do is play around with some variables. One of the examples I used in the text was the example of a birdwatching class. And let's say you're going to teach a class on birdwatching. Well, you've got a couple different variables there. You've got the number of students who are going to sign up, and you've got the price that the course is going to cost. I think in that example, I said something like, let's assume that there are almost zero expenses for this course because your friend is going to loan you his basement. So there's no cost for the venue. You've already developed the materials, or maybe you're just teaching based on resources and things you already know. So it's almost all profit. The question is just how much are you going to charge for the class and how many students are going to sign up? Now, that last variable is a bit of an unknown. Like, you don't know how many students are going to show up, but that's why you're doing a projection. And so you can go through and say, okay, the class is going to cost, you know, $40, and I'm expecting 5 students. Therefore, it's, you know, a $200 profit or a $200 return for that one class. But what if I charge $60 and I have 5 students? Well, then I'm making $300. What if I keep charging $40, but I have 10 students instead of 5? Okay, that's $400. What if I have 10 students, and you can change more than one variable at once, of course. You can say, what if I have 10 students and I charge $60? Okay, I'm at $600 now. This kind of playing around is really helpful, and that's very simplified. You can do it in lots of other ways, of course, but at its fundamental level, you're just thinking like, okay, what am I going to charge for this thing? And if a certain number of people sign up, then what does that look like? I'll factor in different expenses, and then that will help me plan. That will help me set goals as well. That will help me define success. If I look back after 27 days or whenever it is that I launched this project, how will I know if it's a success? Well, I will have set that goal based on the information I did in my projection. Now, when I first started Side Hustle School, I did a series of traveling workshops in, I think, about 7 or 8 different cities. That was my initial model for it, and I'm kind of retooling that model right now. I'm going to go back and do it again in a different way. But I used this same process myself when I was putting those workshops together. And I was thinking, okay, well, what am I going to charge for the workshops? How many people do I need to sign up to both make this worthwhile for me and also just a good experience overall to make it sustainable? In that case, I did have some expenses. It wasn't all profits. I had a bunch of expenses, actually. I had to rent venues in places. I had to provide some basic catering, put a lot of work into making a detailed workbook. And then we printed those with like a 4-color process method, which wasn't cheap. I think the workbooks cost something like $18 to $21 each. In a lot of the cities, I had a coordinator that worked with me that kind of took care of the logistics and just made my life easier. And of course, I had to travel to these cities. So I had to factor in, you know, all these different costs. But it still wasn't that complicated. Like, those are just like 5 things. You can make a line item, you kind of estimate what it's going to cost. The spreadsheet will tally it up easy enough. And in that case, I didn't experiment a lot with pricing. I kind of wish I had, because I think in retrospect, maybe the price was too low. But for me, it was an experiment. So it was just kind of like, okay, how can I get this to a basic working model? And so I just mentioned that because this is the same process that I use. It's very helpful to me when I think through different projects. Okay, so the best thing to do is experiment with this. There's not a whole lot more to say about it. You're going to learn much more by doing. So I'll just note that if you struggle in this process, it's okay to go on to the next step if it is overwhelming or confusing in some way, as long as your revenue model, as long as that source of income is clear, because that part is definitely not optional. But if you're doing anything like the workshop model, the course model, or some kind of client work, service work, this is definitely something that can help you. So your call to action today is to either use that spreadsheet or just go through those, you know, back of napkin examples that are in the book and do 3 simple projections with your most viable idea. So at this point, you've got several ideas. Maybe there's one you're leaning toward, or there's one that best lends itself to this process. Do 3 simple projections with your most viable idea, or whatever that idea is. And see what information you get from that. See if that helps you make some decisions, or at least informs the rest of your process. Good luck.